The Indians looking to maintain a one-game lead over the Astros for the top record in the AL. The Twins, meanwhile, have a magic number to clinch a playoff berth that stands at one coming into play Wednesday night. Pick up the action, no score in the first. Edwin Encarnacion facing Adalberto Mejia.
And the 2-2 pitch is looped to right center field. That's down to base hit. Around third scoring is Ramirez. Encarnacion with his fifth RBI in this series. 1-0 Cleveland on a two-out run scoring hit here in the opening inning.
Swung and a miss, Rosario. Three pitches, he goes down. Elevated fastball, boy, he didn't waste any time there. Andy O, two pitch, swung and a miss, went off speed, chased. Another big strikeout for Salazar. There's nine, and here comes Terry Francona. I think this is more about getting a ovation as he leaves than anything. And maybe three, five more pitches in the inning, but that's going to be it for Salazar. He's going to leave to a nice hand here at Progressive Fields. And hit high in the air left field, Rosario. He's going to drift back, but that's out of here. He said last time out, Tonkin gave up a home run then too, but he got hurt by falling behind and then kind of three balls and two strikes, 95 mile an hour sinker right there.
Yeah, Yan Gomes, surprisingly, against the Twins, is a lifetime 270 hitter, now with 14 home runs. Wouldn't have thought that.
Know where it's going to lead. A pretty nice comeback effort by the Twins here. Kepler represents the tying run. High chopper over the mound. Lindor has it. Flipping to first and the game ends. And the magic number stalls at one.
I tell you what, the Twins fought back. They scored a couple, but just not enough.
4-2 the final score, and Anthony, the Twins will wait and see what happens now on the south side of Chicago.
The Indians maintain a one-game lead over the Astros for the top record in the AL as they defeat the Twins 4-2. Danny Salazar, 4 2/3 scoreless innings, striking out nine. Edwin Encarnacion, 2-for-2 with two walks. Despite the loss, the Twins have clinched a playoff berth thanks to the White Sox victory over the Angels later on Wednesday night. The Twins are in the postseason thanks to the White Sox walk-off win over the Angels. Manager Paul Molitor talked about his team's accomplishment.
You know, we're going to have an opportunity now to advance and play into October. And, you know, who knows what can happen from here. But I know these guys are really excited about the opportunity.
Do you think your team could thrive in that setting wherever they end up next week? It's in Boston, if it's in New York that they've had. You know what? Nobody believes you could do it.
Sorry.
The underdog mentality. Nobody thinks you're going to get there. And they've overcome. Yeah. Can they take that same approach into the postseason next week?
You know, I think we're going to go there expecting to win. That's the mindset that you have to have. We're going to a place where we recently were and weren't successful over a three-day period. But, you know, the way things are going and the way these guys are letting it fly right now, I like our chances. And, you know, we know it's a one-game scenario. Anything can come down. But we'll go in there. We'll be ready to play. And I know we'll put up a good show. And, we'll have Irvin out there, and hopefully we'll have a good day. It's going to be a fun next few days thinking about it and trying to get all our planning straight and put together the best plan we can to give ourselves a chance to win.
It was a pretty happy locker room for Minnesota. Brian Dozier talked about his team heading to the playoffs.
The amount of emotion and happiness you feel is unbelievable. And in 6 years, my 6 years, some of these guys have did it. This is a special moment, and you can't ever take this for granted. I can never be as proud in my life as with the group of guys that I am right now. It's unbelievable what we've accomplished. We still got work to do, but it's unbelievable. One of the biggest things about this group of guys, no matter if you're a veteran, doesn't matter if you're a young guy, where everybody has bought into the fact we're all in this together. And that's been the biggest thing and the turning point in this organization. We put stats aside, we play together as a team. That's what it's all about. You don't see that very often. That's what we do up here.
The Twins in the postseason for the first time since 2010, the veteran Joe Mauer talked about it.
Been a fun year. Kind of weird how we got to this point here today, you know, but the guys been fighting hard all year long, and, you know, it's a culmination. There's a lot of hugs in here and a lot of hard work, and you know, we're giving ourselves a chance, so this is pretty exciting.
It's been great. You know, I think we've had a good mix as clubhouse, you know, all year long, and you could kind of feel it in spring training, and you know, that we liked our chances inside the clubhouse, where a whole lot of people might not have given us a whole lot of a chance, but we liked our guys, and I'm liking our guys right now too, so it's been a lot of fun.
The Twins secure that second AL wild card spot. Byron Buxton on the team's great accomplishment.
It's indescribable. You know, it's a moment that I've been trying to get to my whole life. And, you know, just to be able to come out here with these guys and go to battle with them every day is incredible. So this moment is very special.
A lot of these guys are guys that you have been with from the beginning and you know so well. You guys have gone through so much. How special does it make it that you guys have done this together?
Very special. You know, we've been through a lot of playoffs and the minor leagues, but it's nothing compared to this. So, you know, we just got to take this in and keep enjoying a moment and keep doing what we're doing.
When you think back to the start of the season, this is always a goal, but you guys knew coming in that it might be a tough challenge considering what you just came off of the year before. How do you sum up what you guys were able to do as far as turning things around in just one season's time?
You know, we just kind of stayed our identity. We picked each other up along the way, and we went out there and competed every pitch and played pitch by pitch. So, you know, we just got to keep doing that.
The series against the Indians concludes on Thursday. Irvin Santana on the hill.